Pesachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches. Ve'ein maftirin achara Pesach afikomen. What does this mean? So the Rav has a few different ways to learn this. Ein maftirin is a lotion of moving the lips. I'm not sure if he means by saying. Ein maftirin is don't say or don't open your lips to eat. I'm not sure. After the Karm Pesach and afikomen. So what is afikomen? So the first thing he brings is the Rabbosai explain that they would say that when they would leave the table, when they would part from the Suda, sometimes they would eat in one place in the house and they would go to a different place in the house. So in their mafter, after they finished the Karban Pesach, when they went away from the table, don't be mafter with an afikomen. According to them, what it means is afikomen, afik means to take out or to go out. To take out all of our kalim from the table, our dishes, our silverware, our tablecloth, whatever, let's go and eat somewhere else. That's what it means, afikomen. Don't say this. Don't do this. What's the reason? Because if you go and you eat in another place, the chashash is you're going to eat the Karban Pesach in a second place too, and you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in two different places. That's one pshat, what he brings. So again, ein maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. Don't part from the Karban Pesach and say by parting to bring all your kalim to a new place because we're afraid that you're going to eat it in two different places, the Karban Pesach that is. The other pshat that we're more familiar with is ein maftirin, when you part ways from the Suda after the Karban Pesach, don't do it with afikomen. Afikomen is dessert, other desserts. It's not the afikomen we always think about, which is our afikomen. The matzah we're eating is in place of the Pesach. This afikomen in the Mishnah is other desserts. You shouldn't have other desserts, afikomen, after our afikomen, after or the Karban Pesach. And Kiveger brings the shame, the Sefer Tishbi, I believe, that afikomen is mamish a Greek word. Afikomum means a large Suda, and that which you eat after Suda in Greek is called afikomun. So it means dessert. Don't eat dessert after the Karban Pesach. Mishnah continues, Yashnu miktsasan, if a few of them fell asleep, yochelu. Even these few, they fell into a deep sleep. When they wake up, they can still eat. Kulon lo yochelu, but if all of them fell asleep, they should not continue eating. This is specifically after they started eating their Karban Pesach. And the reason that if all of them fall asleep, they can't continue eating after they started eating the Karban Pesach, because it would then seem that they're eating the Karban Pesach in two different places. Which, by the way, would go well with the first pshat by afikomen, if it meant moving to a different place where the katzern was eating in two different places. But anyway, that's not the ikker pshat, like the Rav explains. So this is a totally new thing. But either way, it appears when they all sleep that it's two different places, and it's stam ochumra. And the Rav also says it's the same halacha with matzah, specifically the afikomen matzah. If a person starts eating the afikomen matzah and then falls asleep, according to the Tanakami here, if all of them fell asleep, then they would not be able to continue eating the matzah of the afikomen. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, nisnam nemu yoichelu. If they just doze off, he's going on, the Rav says, the resha, meaning the miktsasin. If a small amount of them dozed off, then those people that just dozed off, they can continue eating. That's not considered shtei mekomos. Dozing off means, it's machlokes what it is. Tosfos brings the Rashbam, if a person would ask, where is this cup? And then the guy, while he's dozing, can answer where the cup is, something like that. Some say he has to actually give a svara, a reason for something. But he's semi-awake. Only then can they eat, if it's the miktsasin. Nirdemu lo yoichelu. However, where we said that miktsasin fell asleep, they can eat. Rabbi Yossi says, if they fell asleep to a point where they were totally out, then they cannot eat, even if it's miktsasin. Because to them, if they really fell asleep, they are considered as if they're eating in two makomas. That's what it looks like, even though it's not really, but it looks like that. So the Tanakam was talking about if some of them mamish fell asleep, then even those that mamish fell asleep, if they woke up, they can continue eating. And only if all of them fell totally asleep, the Tanakhama held that none of them can continue eating. It's like Shtei Mekomos. And Biyosi said, anybody that totally falls asleep, he cannot continue eating the Afikomen, whether it's the Karban Pesach or it's the Matzah B'Zman Hazeh. However, what would be if all of them just doze off? That's not considered sleeping according to anybody. And the Tfarisol explains that they would be able to continue eating the Afikomen. And the Tfarisol says this only applies to the Matzah of the Afikomen. But by the rest of the meal, if a person just dozed off or even fell asleep, it's not a problem at all, because this is dafka din by the afikomen, because the Karban Pesach couldn't be eaten in two different places.